John Schleiss, first of all, you mentioned in your presentation that unlike a lot of municipalities, City of Stevens Point is actually in really good financial shape.
We are definitely in good financial shape. Our fund balances are keeping around 6 months' worth of expenditures. That's the top of our mountain, so to speak. And a lot of communities in the United States. Wisconsin is strong. A lot of our cities are. But once you get outside of Wisconsin, they are really hurting. And we're definitely much better shape than they are. When Moody's comes over and rates us, that's the biggest thing they look at is our financial strength. And we're AA3, which is the highest as we can go based on the entire area here, because that combines Portage County, the schools, and everybody's borrowing capacity. So at a AA3, we're the same as the state of Wisconsin. So I think we're in good shape, and Moody's concurs with that.
And the nice thing about that is it gives you the leverage to do municipal borrowing at a better rate and also to plan for things that you just don't see coming.
Definitely. When I call up the banks, they say, Stevens Point, definitely. We want in. We want to bid on their proposals. We know they're strong. We know they're going to pay, and that's what they're looking for.
You've had to talk to a lot of department heads and a lot of other people to try to get these initial numbers ready for Finance Committee today. What might have been the biggest challenge getting this budget ready?
Each year, the biggest challenge is getting numbers from the state, because that may change things entirely on how we have to look at the budget. When Governor Walker came in and did Act 10, that kind of turned the whole world upside down in many respects. We don't know what the next state budget's going to bring. But the biggest thing we're looking at is the overall operation, and will we have any big negative hits from the state? Because they bring in over 30% of our revenue, so if you get a 10% reduction from the state, it's huge.
Looking at Act 10, now that you know the first year of that is pretty well behind you, did it help to get through the tough spots of 12 so that you can plan for 13?
Well, we had to do a lot of things. I mean, we were looking at a number of things, but Act 10 did help us out. It's going to make some differences where we're going to make changes to the health insurance where prior to it is almost impossible. There are a number of things that we can do now that we could not do before, but it's all been a process. When we're working on a budget, we work multiple years. How is the impact going to be not only in 12, 13, 14, 15? We're going to look and see the overall impact. So when we get the rules from the state, we figure out how we comply with the rules, and we do it and make it work and still hold the service levels stable for the city.
Anything you want to add today?
This is my last budget after 26 years, and it's been just as exciting and just as challenging as the first 26, so for first 25, I should say, and it's been fun.
This and retirement is when?
May 1st, I will be unemployed. Or retired, depending on how you want to look at it.